WDW Radio,
your information station.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WDW Radio Live. I am Lou Mangiello, and this is the WDW Newscast for Wednesday, May 29th, 2013. I'm here to help you have the best possible Disney vacation experience, bring you a little bit of Disney magic wherever you are, with this live broadcast every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Join us live. Chat with us as we discuss this week's Disney news. There's also the podcast, which you can find in iTunes and on the website over at wdwradio.com. There you can find our blog, photo galleries, discussion forums, my books, CDs, mobile apps, and lots more. Again, you can find everything over at wdwradio.com. Excited for tonight's show. Had a great day today. Hope you had a good day as well, too. Definitely going to look for your comments in the chat room as we talk about this week's Walt Disney World news. And I want to start off this week with a quote from Walt Disney. I think Walt Disney is a very quotable man. A lot of the things that he says, I think I really sort of take to heart, as many of us do. And one of my favorite quotes says, we keep moving forward, opening new doors and doing new things because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. And I think Walt would be very happy and very proud of the path that his company and his namesake is continuing to follow, especially in the realm of technology. You know, Walt was an innovator. He was a man who was frustrated by the limitations of technology and his own imagination. And so what did he do? He created new technology, from the multiplane camera to the theme park experience, to enhance what he wanted to bring to his viewers and his guests. And today at the 11th annual, All Things Digital Conference in California, Walt Disney Parks and Resorts Chairman Tom Stagg revealed new details about the upcoming My Magic Bands and My Magic Plus program at Walt Disney World. And you know, right now the buzz is all about wearable technology, right? Everybody's talking about Google Glass and Robert Scoble, and everybody's sort of talking about how our lives are changing in terms of those kinds of experience. Well, you know, Walt Disney World and the Disney parks already had their own wearable technology already. That plane was already in flight for a while, and it's going to start off not just in Walt Disney World, but eventually Disneyland, Paris, Tokyo, Hong Kong, and even in Shanghai, which, as you know, is under construction. And currently in Walt Disney World, and I actually just came back from Disneyland, which is sort of a very different type of experience, because in Walt Disney World, we're seeing a great deal of technology being brought into the parks. Everything from interactive queues to Sorcerer's of the Magic Kingdom, adventure games and Adventureland, the heavy use of the mobile app in the park, which I think is going to continue and even grow more in the next few months and in years. Well, the buzz now is all about My Magic Band, and I'm sure you've heard this talk about a lot, but Tom Stagg's revealed some more details for the first time, and as we expected, it's going to be more than something that's just used as your entryway into the park and your fast pass and your photo pass and a way to charge back to your room. But as we had thought and hoped, Disney characters, including Mickey Mouse, who you know there's a talking version that they've been testing over the past year or so, is now going to be able to know guests' names in advance of meeting them, right? And even going to be able to set up specific meet and greet times for specific encounters. So before you leave home, your son, your daughter wants to meet Mickey Mouse, you can set that up in advance. And when he goes in, that magic band is scanned. And when he goes in and Mickey Mouse says, "Hey, Billy, hey, you know, Jack," whatever it is, that kid is going to lose his or her proverbial minds. And by kid, I think anything from the age of 4 to 80, we're all going to lose our minds when Mickey knows your name, when he knows information that you or your parents have been able to share, and when you opt in about your favorite character, your favorite attraction, your hometown, whatever it may be. Very, very personalized encounters. Something else we're seeing now, too, that Stagg's announced was that restaurants, starting with Be Our Guest in New Fantasyland, I'm going to allow you to order your food in advance and be ready as soon as you get there. Now, I'm smiling as I say this because we're talking about how the experience in the parks is. Look, many of us are planners, right? We like planning 6, 9 months, 12 months ahead. We joke about having to know where you want to eat on a specific day, 6 months in advance, so you can make your advanced dining reservations. Well, now you can figure out what you want to eat, when you want to eat it, and it'll be ready when you get there. I'm very, very curious to see how this takes place. You walk in, they scan your band, you sit down at a table, and your food is ready there waiting for you. I want to see how far in advance you can do that, how far in advance you could change that order as well, too. This is where I'm really starting to dig what they're doing, because it's beyond just the meet and greets. It's beyond the information that's stored on there. Here's an example of something that we had thought about maybe coming. Guests are now going to be able to design your own doll on It's a Small World online at home before you get on your vacation. More importantly, that doll that you created is going to appear in the attraction, popping up from behind different props and set decorations as you pass by. It's going to recognize your band. It's going to match it to the doll you created at home, and that doll is going to show up. So again, imagine yourself or your child designing your own special doll and then seeing it in the attraction. Also, if there's a guest is celebrating a special occasion, an anniversary, a honeymoon, a birthday, a special message is going to pop up as well, too. I expect it to be in the final scene of the ride where the old goodbye signs used to be. It might say, happy birthday, you know, Marion. Congratulations, you know, Billy and Bobby. I don't know. You know what I mean. Congratulations on your honeymoon, whatever it might be. So you're able to reserve characters. You're able to reserve your food. You're able to design your own characters and attractions. You can also set up things like ride times, fireworks, parade scening, and other attractions at home in advance using the My Disney Experience online system. Again, everything is going to be tied to your Magic Band. Obviously, also going to integrate with FastPass and PhotoPass systems. The other interesting thing, I think, too, and this is really where I want to talk more about how this experience is transcending the four corners of the theme park. He hinted that the upcoming Disney Infinity console game for your Xbox One or Xbox 360 may also interact with the Magic Band. He didn't make any specific announcements, but again, imagine a character you create or a world you create. How those two may interact, we don't know, or what sort of system they may design to interact with the My Magic Band and the online experience. But I think the goal in what Disney is trying to do here is make what they call a 360-5 experience. 360 degrees using all five senses. And they want to enhance attractions, not replace them, but enhance attractions like simple dark rides or a simple attraction like It's a Small World using technology. Okay, one of the big concerns, people talk about privacy, and Staggs did address this as well too. The readers around the parks are going to be used to gauge traffic patterns, so for guest flow, but specific guests are not going to be tracked. It's not going to know where you are specifically throughout your day. But you can also set up as much or as little personal information as you want to share. It's completely opt-in. So if you want to share nothing, that's fine. Obviously, the more you share, the more you opt in to share, you're going to get the most benefit, right? Because you can get more of that personalized type experience with what you share. Obviously, if the card, if the band is lost or stolen, it can easily be disabled. They give you a new band as well, too. And the expectation time of when we're going to start seeing these in the parks is probably over the next couple of months. I would expect probably by the end of the summer we'll see them. If you stay at a Walt Disney World resort during your vacation, everybody gets one. Other people, if you're staying off property, if you're local, you can buy one. And if you want to, you can opt in for the RFID card only. Maybe not everybody wants to wear a band around the park. So my takeaway from this, and I'm curious to see what you in the chat room have to say, is I'm looking at sort of what the goals are for this, right? Clearly, it's for a much more personal, right? A personal and personalized vacation, more interactive, right? We no longer want passive experiences. We want to help control the story. We want to not just hear the stories told to us. We want to help tell the stories in meet and greet experiences, in ride experiences, now in attractions when you can design your own dolls. It'll save you from carrying lots of pieces of paper, from having to remember where all your ADRs are. Everything is saved on there for you. I'm sure it's also going to be saved on your mobile app as well, too. And I think the important thing, too, is, again, you can start planning before you even leave. You can start planning and start your vacation at home, right? Because we talk about when you leave Walt Disney World and you go home, you look at pictures, you blog about it, you write about it, you share your experiences on Facebook. Your vacation continues for months, potentially after your vacation ends. Well, now it's going to begin months earlier because you're going to be planning, you're making reservations, you're going to be designing, you're going to be creating, you're going to be helping to create the story in which you are going to be immersed in. And I think that is really where we're going to start to see the very tip of the iceberg. So my question to you, if you're watching live or if you're listening in iTunes or watching on YouTube with a blogger. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the My Magic Band? Would you want to wear a band in the parks all the time, right? You can see that there's a variety of different colors you can choose from. I would have to imagine that you're going to be able to customize these either with different characters or little sort of giblets that you can put on them like you could with the old Crocs. You know, what are you sort of looking to get out of the My Magic Band experience? So Stars and Moon 98 says, yeah, I can't wait for the ability to personalize the bands. Love it, love it, love it, says Dan Lim. Yes, does all the pre-planning take away from the natural experience of just stumbling upon new things? Hand clap movement. Some people like to just go in and wing it and explore. Other people love to plan. They love to sort of, they don't get to Disney World that often. They like the idea of making their vacation start early. I think that's what this does. And some people are creatures of habit. They like to have their Excel spreadsheet or chart or binder or whatever it is with their plans laid out in it. This is very much going to make it a much easier system. Some people are saying, I like the idea for FastPass Plus. The bands sound really nice. I wouldn't want to wear a band all day, said someone else. Apart from the tan line, it's a fabulous idea to improve the guest experience. Sounds innovative, just like Walt Disney would like. Are they linking credit cards? Yes. So, Chris, you can link your credit card to it. Obviously, if you don't want to let your kids have charging privileges, just like on your Key to the World card, you can do that same thing as well. Will over-planning kill Disney like ADR did to table dining? No, I think they're still going to allow for ADRs and for walk-ups, right? They're not going to say, well, I'm sorry, if you didn't book it 6 months in advance, you're never going to be able to get into this restaurant. You can still do walk-ups. And I think they're going to very easily be able to balance the walk-ups and the people who just don't want to advance plan versus the people that do. Some people saying they'd like to have it on a lanyard. No personal information is going to be stored on the bands. That's correct. It sounds like it'll make the Disney experience much more personal. I agree with you. Other people are saying they like the simplicity of it. Other people are saying they like not having that and making it simple by just walking in and winging it. So I think the nice thing about it is you can share as much as you want. You can do as much or as little as you want with the band as well. You don't need to plan. You don't need to share all that information if you want to as well too. Too Excited to Sleep says, will they be available for folks staying off property? Yes, you can buy it. If you are staying off property, you do have the ability to purchase one of the bands. And I think annual pass holders also have the ability to exchange for bands or potentially purchase one as well too. Let's see. Will it make lines longer? I know. I think it's going to make the lines shorter. And I think too, with the interactivity coming to the queues, I think the lines per se are going to seem or necessarily be shorter as well too. I'm okay with the band as long as you can take it off when you're not in the parks. Absolutely. Walt would definitely have thought of this and made it happen, says MM1928. I like your screen name. The battery in the band lasts 2 to 3 years. That sounds about right. If you lose your band, they'll cancel it. You'll be able to get another one. It will eventually be in Disneyland as well. Roll, Ducks, Roll. They are customizable. Yes, and if you lose it, you can go to guest relations, I assume, and have it canceled or just call up and have it canceled right away to avoid any kind of charges on it as well, too. So credit card is not stored in the band, correct? Will the bands bring back 20,000 Leagues? The bands will do a lot. They will not bring back extinct attractions. But I want to hear from you some more. I'm going to post this show on the blog over at www.radio.com, on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/www.radio, and I'll also post in the iTunes feed as well. I'd love for you to continue to comment about your thoughts about My Magic Bands. Does it make it simpler? Is it make it more complicated? How much do you expect you're going to use it? Are you going to wear a band all day? And when you get your band, are you going to want to customize it? You want to put your own, your favorite character, your favorite color, whatever it may be. I'm very, very curious to see, especially now that we're hearing more details about what the band can potentially do and how it's going to grow more in the future, what your thoughts are on the band too. Again, please comment on the blog or over in YouTube as well too. While you're there, subscribe to the podcast over in iTunes. Please come by, rate and review the show there as well too. Also, please don't forget to take our very quick WW Radio survey. If you visit wdwradio.com/survey, help me improve the show, the site, and your overall experiences. And again, don't forget to join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern here at WW Radio Live. Also, visit the site for upcoming events, including Meets of the Month, in Walt Disney World, and upcoming events in Aulani, D23, Toronto this weekend, New Jersey later this month, and more. And also, if you have an iPhone, iPad, or Android device, you can download the free WDW Radio app. That is going to do it for this week's show. Once again, I am Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your week to tune in and watch. So until next week, have a great week, everybody. See ya.